is the multi-unit organization that's purchased. It's a very reliable unit. It's a total body workout. You can get a total body workout on the product. And the simplest side of this unit is the leg press. You know, leg press, calf, seated calf raise. So if I can have a volunteer, come on.
Me?
Awesome. Yeah, just sit down. Get a little thing. Just a lot of weight. Just put your legs on there.
Yeah.
And just push down. So that's your leg press right there. That's the machine.
And that's
very nice. Now, if you were taller, you'd be able to adjust this before you were on this. Over here, you loosen this, then you pull up, and you would slide back. So for someone who's tall. And then if you can just fully extend one more time, and then just do this. Yeah, so you'd be a calf raise. So those are the two exercises you're gonna get off this side of the machine that you're gonna find on the poster. So any questions about this side of the machine? There's two weight stacks on this machine, and there's three stations.
Three what?
So three, one, two, okay, three stations. So you can have two people working out here at the same time, not three. And I'll show you. When we were on the leg press, this weight stack was being used. If we're on this side of the machine, it's the opposite weight stack. And then if we're using this side of the machine, it's the same side as the leg press. We'll move over to the second simplest part of the machine, which is over here. And this is a pec deck rear delt, mid pulley, and low pulley section. So on this machine, here are the adjustments over here. So you can sit down. Do your chest like this. If you want more of a stretch, they're numbered 1 to 5 underneath here. See. Adjust the property. And then we can turn around and put back muscles on with our rear shoulder muscles. You would adjust that also. You just sit down. Work your back muscles. Once again, the seat adjusts similar to the leg press. On the side over here, there's a student that you just turn, pull, and it's a gas assist. So. Then this mid pulley, what you can use this mid pulley for, would be overhead tricep extension, or even abdominal crunches coming forward. And then lastly, on this part of the machine, would be the slow pulley, where you can use standing arm curl or you can sit down and put your feet over here and use it as a seated row. Once again, if I'm going too fast, you can ask any questions. And there's a poster that we're going to have put up over here that'll show the exercises and the body parts and the muscles that we'll use. one side and those two sides.
I went to quite quick enough.
We'll just go over to the third section.
You're going to do a lot of your upper body on this part of the machine. And we'll start off with the lat pull down. So with this in the way, what are we doing? So this moves out of the brain to a storage area. And then if you ever do forget what you put, there's always markings on what exercise you're able to do on the side of the machine. So we're going to do a lat pull down. So we just sit into the machine. Bring the bar down to the chest. Then we can bring this forward. Now we have a chest press. So I'm going to show you about 3 or 4 exercises on this right here by changing the angle and what we can do, and we'll get to a leg extension on here. Basically, what you want to do, similar to the leg press and the pec deck gridel, there's an adjustment for the seat always on the side, this side, and you just pull that, and the seat can come up, or you'll be able to push that down. Now you just want to sit down. Yes, or feet on the side. This is a little uncomfortable for me, so thank you. And adjust that accordingly. And now I have 3 different places where I can put my hands also. And now just push out. That's your chest press. Then if you can see over here, we're doing the chest. We're moving to a seated shoulder press, just adjust that. By adjusting that, it changes the angle of the pressing station. You can adjust this forward to support your back a little bit. Now, your body is tilted a little bit forward. The pressing station, the presses don't work.
Control various weights.
It's a good question. The weight is controlled by this posture on the side of both the weight stacks, and you're just numbered 1.1 on both sides. So I'll do a squat. So keep it, but this weight stack can be used by these two sides of the machine. For this side of the machine, you'd be using this waist stack, and I'll leave it at 3 right now. So that's lat pull down on this side, chest press, shoulder press. There's also, if you feel uncomfortable laying down on the floor of doing the seated row, you can do the seated row on this unit also, with the mid row section also. But also with the storage area, to be able to put the unit facing behind the machine, and then you can sit down into the machine and adjust the support. If you're a shorter person, you want to be close to the machine because you're on your shoulders and more distress of the collar. Want to be supported further back and get a better stretch. Once again, I have different positions for my arms, for my hands. I just pull the machine forward. And if I was really tall person, this would help. So is there any questions so far? Am I going too fast as well?
Are the hand positions more just for comfort, or are they
comfort, yes.
Just comfort?
The different people have different They're not fixed different than other people.
Sure.
Different biomechanics, different angles, mechanics, and so on.
Cool.
These have three different positions. And last on this side, we have a leg extension. You would sit down into the machine. Get your legs ready. We have a leg extension. On the machine, you have a seated calf, the leg extend, the seated calf and the calf and the leg press. The pec deck grooved out with the mid pulley and the low pulley, then the pressing station with lat fold down and the leg extension on this side. And once again, everything that I've mentioned on this unit will be on the wall. Then let's just say next semester there's a bunch of new people. It's the next drive coming down here. You may call in another orientation for you guys. No problem.
Okay.
Now we're going to move into the cardio equipment right now. If you want to, we're here at the bike. Let's start off with the bike. The bike is not plugged in and it can be moved around fairly easily. I didn't have this wall here. So you can see you can move it around. So if someone seems like you're a small enough group, if you wanted to exercise outside under, you can bring the bike through the door. Take it to, doesn't need to be plugged in. It's a, on a self-alternator. So I'll get on the bike. Get a little bit of work on it. It's on despite pedaling. And the green button to start over here. I just want to press start. When I do manual programs, so I just press start and then control my own with the arrows, control my own intensity. If you wanted to do a program, you would hold to reset for about 3 seconds. And now we can get into any type of program that we want to get into. And let's just say we'll get into a weight loss program. That's all. Weight loss program right now. Press enter. Then you just follow the scroll. Select time by pushing enter. So we can go 20 minutes, enter. Select level. Level 3. Enter.
What's the level for? Makes it harder?
The levels make increased intensity, so it would make it harder. And then select user weight. You don't really have to put that in, but we'll just say for caloric burn, which isn't really accurate on any machine that you would go to. So let's press enter. And then you're in the program right now. And then there's different programs that they have, manual interval weight loss, constant wants, and a sprint aid program where you're doing an interval program on and off, off and off. And this is also cardio interactive. So if you have a chest strap, this will be able to read your heart rate, basically without even touching these panels over here. Or if you are touching these panels right now, we'll just get to a quick program right now. Just hold. It's flashing, right? You can see it flashing. That's picking up the heartbeat. 89. That's actually pretty accurate right now. You'd want, when you're exercising, you want to be at 75% of your maximum heart rate. That's just a rule of thumb. Sorry about that. So how would you obtain that formula? It's a simple formula. It'd be 220 minus your age times 0.75, 75% of your max. And that's simple. You can, by touching this, and then looking over here, You can see from my 75%, I think it's about 135 beats a minute, so it's at 89 beats. We want to increase that intensity for about 20 minutes and get a proper workout on. Is there any questions about the bike? Sure. Anything?
I guess you can adjust the height the same way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just by turning and pulling over here. Down and up. And if there's any questions in regards to the cardio equipment, the brochures, you can view online at the company's website also. So a lot of support in that. Or you call the company or you call myself and answer those questions for you.
Where's the website located?
It's at www.visionfitness.com. It's pretty straightforward. Let's move over to the elliptical right now. Similar console to the bike. Similar programs, manual as there was on the bike, interval. This has a rolling hills. This is more of a climbing machine. Mountain, and then there's a heart rate train, so it's like on the bike also. And once again, I wouldn't recommend bringing this anywhere. It's pretty heavy, it's a little bit heavier than the bike. But you would get on this, and it doesn't need to be plugged in. So you just start. And when I exercise, I usually go into manual or just press start, and then just that green little button over there. And selecting my levels, depending on how I feel that day. And great, I could either have my hands over here, or my hands in the middle. And using the same formula that I suggested for the bike, we'll just hold on to this and see where I am right now. A little more movement, probably about 95. So it's flashing, it takes a couple seconds for it to come on. It says 62 and it's going to rise. 84. 98. 92. 95. Wow. Okay. 108. A little out of shape. And
you have to have your hands on the middle.
Yes. Or if you have a cordless strap. And the strap actually can turn around. And grab.
Shape?
Yep. It looks similar to this. I'm just wear this over here. Relays the information back and forth. One of this came with the machine. It's for hygiene purposes, I don't recommend it being left on the machine because then different people will use the product.
Can you go backwards with that?
Yes. You can go backwards. And then once again, you can see over here, choose a program, and there's step by step, it'll take you through. So we'll just go into interval program like we did on the bike. We'll just press interval, choose program, choose level. Choose weight. I'll just take it to number 4. 25. And step 5. Start. So just by over here, you'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So those are the steps to get into a program. Is there any questions about the elliptical? Sure. And for a while, so you can ask.
Well, they will be when we use it.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, I'll hop on to the treadmill right now. Similar to the elliptical and the bike, there's programs and there's a great sensor on the bike. So either you can use it with a cordless strap or your hands on the machine. Again, might not look like it, but I jog every morning, every other day. And not a big fan of programs, even though I'm in the industry, so I'll tell my type of stuff. So I just press start usually. And the one nice thing about the machine, instead of always hitting the speed button, the arrows going up and down,
I usually jog at 5 miles an hour, 5.7. So what I would do, I'd go to 5. You see these numbers underneath here? Or even 6. And then scale it down. My micro adjustments would be with the arrow keys. I'll just press stop right now. If you're exercising, you could wear this. It is a benefit because if you do fall off, there is a magnet that attaches to the machine. And even though there might be damage when you do fall, it'll stop preventative maintenance, sort of, because if you fall, let's say you get stuck between here, the wall, and the machine. This goes pretty fast. It's like sandpaper, basically. And last, if you feel faint, there's an emergency stop over here also. So I'll just press start again. And it counts down, so it prepares you. 3, 2, 1. And there's also an elevation key, similar to the speed function, where you can get to an incline of 3. And it's going to adjust. And if you want to get to 3.5, so increments of 5 on the incline, but increments of 1 on the speed sensor.
So that's like you're running up a hill?
Yes. And if you want to run up a hill,
well, you're crawling up a hill.
Now I'm crawling. We can press stop. I'll hold to reset it. Hold to reset. And all the machines will walk you through. So let's just say you have a lazy day, you don't forget what's happening, the next step. They'll walk you through. So you'll press start for easy start, or press programs. So we'll use rolling hills as a program. Choose a level. With a level 4, 5, level 5. Enter. Should be the. Sorry.
You didn't get that on tape. It
would be the start. And then you get into your program that way. So you have all these programs over here on the side, which are rolling hills, random speed walk. Then it would default to 32 minutes. For the programs give you a warm up and a cool down, so your actual workout time would be 25, 30 minutes, 1 minute cool up, warm up, 1 minute cool down. That's your total for 32 minutes. So.
As soon as you shut it off, it cancels all programming that you.
Yeah, if you press the emergency stop button, it will cancel program, or if you use the magnetic key, it will cancel. So the rolling pills, choose time. And then you can vary, use the time, so you can change the time also. I had a defaults to 32 minutes. We can also change it by 20 minutes, and the select button. If you press the select button, and then do your weight again. So very similar, as you see, program, select time, then weight. And then press start. So all three machines are pretty similar to program, so they're very.
It doesn't have a memory to hold your program, so I think.
Well, there is a custom program feature. You'll have program 1, program 2, program 3, program 4, program 5. That's a custom program. If there's someone here that wants to design certain programs, or you can leave program 1, or 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you have all, but you have a lot of programs over here. You have a 10K run, Ocean View run, and you have endurance training also, so
But you do have custom programs here, and it would keep if you wanted it to, but because the amount of people that you have here, people might always go in and change it. That's the only problem with that. Is there any questions in regards to the treadmill? Anyone? Sure.
Target heart rate again was 220 minus your age?
Your age, yes. Target heart rate would be 220 minus your age times 0.75.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so your max is 220.
Your max would be 220. But
okay.
I've hit, I think, 220 a couple times.
Okay, okay.
It's just a formula.
Okay.
And you can find that on any website.
Oh, yeah.
For heart rate training.
Cool.
Is there any questions about any of the cardio equipment that we have? Any questions about the strength equipment?
It seems pretty complete. Is there any way of doing anything with the hamstrings with it?
Maybe there's two exercises. Okay, I'll show you that right now. That's a good question. Okay. That's a great question. And over here we have our, let's finish up with the boxing stand. We have a heavy punching bag and a speed bag.
I have a hand pump.
Yes.
It's easy to use.
Yeah, right here there's a little pin underneath here.
And I have an adapter.
Yeah, this would be like a little, like a basketball almost, yeah. Like a volleyball, where you're able to bounce really simple.
Good.
And you have your hand weights and your bench. So I'll show you how you work your hamstrings on the machine over here.
Excuse me,
I am. There's two ways you can do your hamstring exercises. There's a couple of attachments in the box over there. I'll take them out. Got some leaf. A cup that will go around your ankle. And you can be a standing leg curl.
Mm-hmm.
And in the poster that will show you a standing leg curl where you can just stand. And
pulled out. Okay.
With your leg, or there's also standing leg curl this way. Also. So if you don't want to be bothered with putting on the cuff, so there's two ways you can do that exercise on the machine.
Okay. So the ankle cuff is the only other that's not out right now?
Is there any questions at all?
Sure. It's a simple stomach exercise.
A simple stomach exercise.
We're in a hurry, you haven't got much time.
No, I was going to say, not deep.
Sit-ups.
Not deep, but that's the best exercise for me. Not even long. But a simple stomach exercise, if you're just seated here.
Yeah.
You have this around your shoulder, and then you'll do an ab crunch. By adjusting the seat. Any other questions? Sure. Here for a while, so we can ask them.